commentary. Heard each morning before the 7:30 news on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU. Here's Chris Conley.
As you've been hearing in the news today, the Wausau School District is largely undoing policy changes involving holiday concerts and music. There is still the question of Christmas caroling and the Wausau West Master Singers. While there is an agreement in place, it hasn't been made public yet. A school district lawyer offered the opinion that caroling by a musical group is problematic. I disagree. Christmas caroling is not a religious activity. There's no proselytizing. Caroling doesn't take place in a church. It doesn't have an inherent Christian meaning. In fact, caroling is more of a pagan activity. The goal of people going door to door and singing was to get food, and especially drink, from the homes that they would visit. Now, the high school carolers aren't even visiting homes. They perform at such non-religious venues as the Wausau Parade and the Elks Club. So suppose this hypothetical repertoire for carolers made up of some of my favorite Christmas songs. How about The Carol of the Bells, Once in Royal David City, Deck the Halls, We Wish You a Merry Christmas, The Holly and the Ivy, Sleigh Ride, The Wexford Carol, Good King Wenceslas, White Christmas, and Joy to the World. 10 songs. Any problems? Would you care to argue that my selections are overly religious and cross the line of faith endorsement? Hardly. All of these songs are traditional. They've stood the test of time. On my list, 3 of them can be claimed as Christian songs of faith. Once in Royal David City, The Wexford Carol, and Joy to the World. They have all stood the test of time and are all considered classics. The remaining 7 songs have no religious significance. The Carol of the Bells is a Ukrainian folk song. Deck the Halls was a New Year's carol, even discouraged by the Victorian-era church because it encouraged dancing. We Wish You a Merry Christmas is a song of merriment, not piety. The Holly and the Ivy does refer to Mary and Jesus, but is also an English pagan song, singing of good fortune and fertility. Sleigh Ride and White Christmas are pop standards. Good King Wenceslas sings of charity to the poor, but it has no spiritual overtones. And the song itself is a historic fraud. Wenceslas was a wealthy duke who commissioned the song to be written about him and how generous he was. My point is there's nothing to object to here. These are songs of the season, enjoyed by Christians and non-Christians alike for generations. They could all be performed in exactly the same order at a school concert and would withstand a legal challenge. So how is what's okay in a school auditorium suddenly verboten if it's performed outdoors on the town square? Unfortunately, my selections would not be challenging enough for a master's-level honors choir. I Saw Three Ships and For Unto Us a Child Is Born would make things more interesting for the kids. But that would bring the religious to secular ratio to 1-to-1. Any problems there?